So you said you started here when?
In 2012 till about 2017, I left to do a retail skills course down in the resource centre. And I returned back to volunteer here when I signed up to do a TUS scheme. TUS scheme. And basically, I went from the TUS scheme to a CE scheme, and I'm still here. I love it.
What do you love about it?
Meeting different people every day, and the style. Yeah, and being able to buy everything from my apartment and everything. It's brilliant. I love it. And just basically having a chat with the people that come in every day.
Linda Stacey, Director of Services with Bagnallstown Family Resource Centre. Linda, lovely to be here. We're in Deja Vu, where we're meeting some of the volunteers here. And you might tell us a bit about the service you offer and the part that volunteerism plays in that.
I suppose in the shop itself, Deja Vu, it's a community run by the community, and also the community support us in bringing in their clothes and shoes and everything that they sell. The money itself that's raised from the shop goes back into the services at the Family Resource Centre, so particularly the therapeutic hub where we provide therapies for children. The shop itself is run predominantly by volunteers. We've got two CE participants, and there's up to 10 volunteers, all doing different amount of hours and things like that. We also have volunteers in our after school care, so we've got two volunteers there. The board of management also is voluntary as well, so we've got 6 members on the board.
What role does the Carlow Volunteer Centre play in how you find those people and organise yourselves volunteer-wise?
Oh, the Volunteer Centre has been absolutely fundamental to our work, really. They provide, I suppose we advertise with them, and then they come back with such and such once we interview them and see if they're suitable for our shop or after school or whatever they're interested in, and then we recruit them as normal. Again, a lot of volunteers that we would have gotten from the volunteer centre, have a lot of them have moved on, which is positive for them, not for us, but positive for them because they've moved on into education and they've moved on to jobs and things like that. So they get the experience here, and then they have the skills and the ability to move on.
And we're going to chat with some of those volunteers now. Linda Marsden, what do you get out of volunteering here?
Well, my children are all grown up now, so I was at home all the time, and I decided I needed to get back into the community. And so I volunteer here maybe one day, sometimes 2 days a week, and I get to meet all walks of life. I've made good friends with the staff, and we meet everybody in the community. We have people just come in sometimes just for a chat, or we have our regular customers that come in. Some people come in every single day, don't they, to buy something. And so we've built up a relationship with them, you know, over the years. All kinds of people come in. You could have young people, older people. It's everybody, all the community comes in.
And it's a real hive of activity, isn't it? We can even hear in the background there people running around with hangers and clothes and mirrors.
It's non-stop.
And all sorts. We might move over towards Rachel. Rachel, you told us that you went back and did further study, and yet you found yourself back here again. They can't get rid of you.
No, they can't.
And I don't think they want to.
No, I don't think they do. But yeah, I just love it here. I love being in retail. It's brilliant.
Meeting the people is a big factor in that,
yeah.
And that relationship building within your community.
Yeah, because I've worked in other retail in Carlow and in Bankstown, and I got to know different people through there, and some of them continue to come into the charity shop, and I have a great relationship with some of the customers.
And it's different, isn't it, to working in another retail setting, because not only are you getting something from it yourself, but you're doing great good that is feeding right back to the Bagnallstown Resource Centre. That's a lovely feeling.
Oh yeah, brilliant. Absolutely. Mm. Yeah.
You feel good knowing that you're doing something for the community as well.
Anne Bambrick, you've been here for, I believe, 13 years.
Yes, I was the first into the shop when it opened.
You were the very first?
Yes.
She was the
very first.
Oh, very good.
Yeah.
And highlights over the years, Anne, any particular lovely moments you could share with us?
Meeting people.
Everyone says this.
It is meet, and we meet famous people as well.
Well, spill the tea. We want to know who they are.
Pat Ryan, who's Derek Ryan's father.
Oh, very good.
Yes, he comes in now and again.
And come here.
I got to meet him.
Are there any
here.
Shirts off his back that we could purchase?
I wish to God there was. I'd get one.
You'd have it swiped. The ladies have mentioned, Anne, that it's me it at is. The heart of the community. Yeah. The same for you?
Yeah, it is. Yeah.
Yes. Ada is very busy and we're putting the microphone in her face. But Ada, we're asking, what do you get out of volunteering here at Deja Vu?
That is a $6 million question. It's mixing with the girls, mixing with the customers, getting out of the house. I'm retired now, you see, so I have time on my hands. So basically, that's what I'm getting out of it.
And it looks like you've energy to burn because you're running up and down here. You're doing a lot well, of you very
have
hard
to,
work.
You have to, yeah. Donations are coming in abundance. And our biggest issue at the minute is space.
Yes.
So we have to try and keep turning over stuff. That's why we have, at the minute, we have a €1 sale on all clothes, men's and women's. And we have 50-cent sale on kiddies.
Okay. So you're clearing space for...
For stock that we have a shed down in the centre and that is chocker with summer stuff that we can't even get near. And we have a shed over there that is chocker with winter stuff that we're packing away for winter time. So it's just bedlam at the minute.
Okay, but you still want donations, do you?
Oh yeah, we won't refuse because if we refuse, we're frightened. They'll say, oh, don't go in there because they won't take them.
But it's just managing that.
It's just managing.
And the big stores have a huge team of people to do that management. But Deja Vu is reliant on wonderful people like yourselves that will volunteer and keep that workflow.
That's it. That's
not easy.
The whole thing is just to keep it turning over because, as I say, we could get 15, 20 bags in a day.
Could you?
We could easily, yeah. Wow. And that could be a mixture of bric-a-brac, like as you can see, the lamps there have just come in.
And I've seen those, Ada, don't you worry.
Yeah. Anne is our bric-a-brac lady.
Oh, are you, Anne?
Yes, I clean all them.
She deals with all of the bric-a-brac and the DVDs. She checks all the cases to make sure they're in it and cleans them. The books, she goes through all the books as well and makes sure they're all clean and ready for the shop.
That's very important work as well, because you want people to come back and have a good experience in the shop.
Yeah. Yeah.
Ada, you want to mention Lorraine, the manager?
Lorraine Ryan, yeah. She is the soul of our shop. She keeps everything ticking over. She's brilliant. She's fantastic at the window. We've won prizes for her, for our windows and that. And she is a Trojan. She works long hours. She even stays back in the evening time, in case that she can't get the work done in the day. She's just absolutely brilliant. I just wanted to give her a mention.
And she'll be thrilled to know that the team is working so hard in her absence as well, Ada.
Okay, thanks.
We're back here with Linda Stacey and Josie Tierney. Ladies, we've seen the volunteerism in action. There's a brilliant atmosphere here. Everybody is working hard, but really enjoying the work as well. And does that sum it up, Linda?
That's exactly it. And they wouldn't do it. They're volunteering. They're getting the... The experience is what they work for, is what they do it for. And they do it for the community and they see the good work that is done within the Family Resource Centre from the proceeds of the shop. They also work really well with the community and like that. It's that chat sometimes, as the ladies have mentioned, it's just the chat sometimes that people just come in for a chat and it's that community.
It's
focus.
Connection.
Yeah,
and that's
exactly.
What comes up again and again when we're out talking to volunteers. Josie, will we talk a little bit about some of the other great work that happens through Bagnallstown Family Resource Centre?
We're extremely lucky in the Resource Centre that we have multiple services under the one roof. When you think about it, like, we have a therapeutic hub which caters for children from the ages of 3 up to 12, and they do play therapy, music therapy, art therapy, adolescent counselling then, and we have adult counselling, we have gambling awareness counselling,
equine therapy.
So that's just the therapeutic hub, and they also have music therapy groups as well for children. Then we have the family support services where we work one-to-one with parents, and we do parenting courses, we do the MEHL programme. We also have a Preparing for Life programme which works with families from the time of pregnancy right up to 5. It's a very unique programme and there's not many family resource centres have that programme. Also then we have our childcare service, which is like a phenomenal service, like in a small town. It caters for children from the ages of 1 up to 12. So you have your preschool, you have your early years, the ECCE, and you have your after schools. Then there would also be our different educational and recreational courses. Like we have a group for older people in the community called our Nifty 50s. We also have men's cooking. We would do different gardening programs, computer programs, a wealth of different community education programs that's going on at the moment down there. We have our male domestic abuse worker, Laura. She's there as well. And we also have a representative from Amber who's in the service as well on 2 days a week. So like we have every kind of service that we need. I suppose we're fortunate, I suppose, as a service that we have all that in-house, that we don't have to go outside looking to refer in somebody. There's a huge amount of expertise among the staff, which is great, because if you're stuck on something, you can always just go to another member of staff and have a chat with them, and then you can be able to find a pathway to link the family into, and hopefully within our service.
Josie, when we're listening to you, we're bamboozled, yeah. But it is a one-stop community centre in all its facets, and amazing as it is to have all of that under one roof, it is a big operation and a costly one. And that's where, again, coming back to the volunteerism here at Deja Vu, it gives it even greater significance.
It does, for sure, because as I said earlier, the therapeutic hub, a lot of the money from the charity shop goes back into the therapeutic hub. And I suppose if we're short in any other of our services also, it can be used for that. The rest of our project is funded through government departments and different aspects that way. And I suppose we're only for the charity or the shop. Like a lot of our work couldn't happen because we're not sustainably funded by other departments or whatever we get, say maybe for 1 year, but it doesn't continue on. And I suppose that's the constant battle. So this is consistent and it's absolutely brilliant. But again, without the volunteers, there is no way could this shop be in existence. And I reiterate what Ada said, without Lorraine, the manager, we would be totally lost. And without the whole team, but yes, particularly Lorraine, because she really gives 120%
into everything, like, and she leads them. And I think it's testimony that they actually won second place in the Charity Retail Ireland team event. So it just goes to show that their work together is recognised in a charity event, in an award like that. So it's just lovely, even when you come up, you can see yourself here. Mm-hmm. They're all getting on, all chatting, everyone just mucks in and does what has to be done, like. But again, I suppose it's down to the fact that they know that, and well, Lorraine, if she was here, she would say that she knows that the proceeds are going to help families in the community, and that's huge for them, that they're giving back. They know when they're given their time, they know where that time is going, and they know how valuable that is.